Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 25 years ago today, in the year 2000, President Bill Clinton announced that the highly accurate global positioning system, known as GPS, would be made available to the public without degradation. This decision transformed navigation and location-based services worldwide, enabling advancements in fields such as transportation, agriculture, and emergency response. By providing precise positioning data to civilians, this initiative paved the way for innovations that have become integral to daily life, from smartphone navigation to precision farming. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 52 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms early on, tapering off to patchy fog and a slight chance of rain before mid-morning. Expect mostly cloudy skies, with a high near 76 and a gentle breeze. Tonight, enjoy partly cloudy skies with a low of 59 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just after 9:30, with a high tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 48 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 81 and a chance of showers and thunderstorms later. Saturday night brings likely thunderstorms and a low around 58. Sunday continues with rain showers likely, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 72. Nights will be cloudy with a low around 51. Monday and Tuesday also show chances of rain, with highs near 56 and 64, respectively. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the deadline for obtaining a real ID is swiftly approaching, with May 7th marking the crucial date. If you reside in Massachusetts and have summer travel plans, this could complicate things. Mark Shieldrop from AAA Northeast noted, "There's a little bit of a panic out there, but reassured that many can afford to wait." Starting May 7th, adults aged 18 and older will require a real ID for domestic flights and certain federal facilities. Currently, nearly 60% of Massachusetts residents have complied, but appointments at the Registry of Motor Vehicles are booking out 6 weeks ahead. Now on to sports. The New York Yankees have made a significant roster move, claiming outfielder Brian De La Cruz off waivers from the Atlanta Braves. De La Cruz has been optioned to AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre, while designated hitter and outfielder Giancarlo Stanton has been transferred to the 60-day injured list with tendonitis in both elbows. Stanton is in his 8th season with New York. Last season, he hit 27 homers and drove in 72 runs in 114 games. In local sports, last night in Canada, the Sox were edged out by Toronto 4-2. Despite an early lead with Bregman doubling in the first to bring in 2 runs, the Blue Jays rallied. Varsho's solo homer in the 7th and Guerrero's decisive 3-run blast in the 8th sealed the Sox's fate. Slayton took the loss. The Sox now stand at 17-6, struggling to regain momentum. Tonight, if Border Patrol lets them back in, the Sox face the Twins at Fenway for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Brian Bello, with a 3.27 ERA, takes the mound against Joe Ryan. First pitch is at 7:10 under pleasant skies, with a temperature around 71 degrees. Monday night, the Celtics host the Knicks in Game 1 of the East semifinals. In top news, in a surprising turn, McDonald's reported a 3.6% drop in United States same-store sales during the first quarter, marking its steepest decline since the onset of COVID lockdowns in 2020. Chief Executive Officer Chris Kempczinski noted that lower and middle-income customers are tightening their budgets amid economic uncertainty. McDonald's is not alone, as other fast food giants like KFC, Pizza Hut, and Domino's also experienced declines. Despite this, McDonald's hopes for a boost in sales from a partnership with a Minecraft movie in the second quarter and the anticipated return of the snack wrap later this year. In business news, Spotify has submitted an app update to Apple, adding an external link for subscription purchases in the United States. This move follows a U.S. judge's ruling that Apple violated an order to allow more competition for app downloads. Spotify expressed in a letter to Apple that it finds it absurd that these basic services were not delivered sooner. The ruling issued by U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers stated that Apple failed to comply with a prior injunction from an antitrust lawsuit by Fortnite maker Epic Games. Apple has stated it strongly disagrees with the decision but will comply while planning to appeal. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% for the week to just under $97,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 3% to 8 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In more Apple news, Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers stated that Apple executive Alex Roman outright lied under oath during the Epic trial. The judge described Roman's testimony as replete with misdirection and outright lies. She highlighted that Roman claimed Apple had not set its 27% commission fee for purchases outside the App Store until January 16, 2024. However, contemporaneous business documents indicated that the fee was determined in July 2023. Gonzalez-Rogers is now referring the case to a United States attorney for potential criminal contempt proceedings against Apple and Roman. She emphasized that Apple's actions were intended to create new anti-competitive barriers. And in entertainment news, in Havoc, directed by Gareth Evans, Tom Hardy portrays a cop named Walker seeking redemption in a corrupt city reminiscent of a gritty Gotham. The film's title suggests chaos, but it delivers confusion instead. Walker, a part of a corrupt gang of narcotics officers, finds himself entangled in a convoluted conspiracy while trying to protect the son of a mayoral candidate. Despite some thrilling action sequences, like a chaotic nightclub scene, the screenplay falters with shallow characters and lackluster dialogue. Ultimately, Evans' directorial strengths in action do not compensate for the film's weak narrative and character development. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 35th president, John F. Kennedy. And he said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.